Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. U.S. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos joined Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds at Vermeer Corporation Friday. DeVos was able to tour the Yellow Iron Academy and Founders House before interacting with Vermeer Corporation employees and apprenticeship students. She then participated in a virtual roundtable discussion with local education and legislative leaders. DeVos shares her impressions about what's happening in the apprenticeship program.
Well, I'm very impressed, and it was great to meet some of the young people who are learning wonderful skills for meaningful careers and to learn what this company and others are doing to continue to offer opportunities for really great careers. And I know that in Iowa, workforce development continues to be a big opportunity and a big challenge. So being able to learn more about it and to be able to highlight some of the amazing things going on is a real privilege.
DeVos then described what was happening within the U.S. Department of Education to support apprenticeships and other work-based learning programs.
Well, we are continuing to support multiple pathways for young people to pursue. And importantly, that includes apprenticeship opportunities, pre-apprenticeships, internships, certifications and credentials that can be a ticket into a really important future for young people. And Governor Reynolds has been a real pioneer in this, supporting communities and regions to develop their own solutions. We know that there is no one-size-fits-all approach to these issues. And so from the federal level, we have been providing resources and great flexibility and support. And the same is true at the state level. And seeing the progress in Iowa is really, really impressive. And I think others around the country can learn lessons from what Iowans are doing.
Both DeVos and Governor Reynolds say Iowa is a model for other states nationwide.
Well, I think Iowa is a model, and I think Governor Reynolds should actually address some of the statistics about how well Iowa's doing. You know, when the country shut down earlier this year, there were many different policy decisions made at the state levels. And in Iowa here, Iowans continued to move on. And I think we're seeing the results of that today. But Governor Reynolds, why don't you?
Yep. Oh, thank you, Secretary. I appreciate that very much. And I just wanted to say how much I appreciate Secretary DeVos being in Iowa and being at Vermeer. I appreciate so much her leadership and the partnership of this administration. We really are on the same track, and the flexibility that they provide to the states, and then I hope to extend that same flexibility to communities and regions all across Iowa, and we're seeing some great results because of that. Our Future Ready Iowa program, for instance, that has the goal of having 70% of Iowans have education or training beyond high school by the year 2025. We're at 60% right now, but we're looking at the data for 2020, and it looks like we could see potentially a 5-6% increase. So we're really making great gains. And what that means is that Iowans are getting education and training, which equates to an opportunity, a great job, a great quality of life, and that happening right here in Iowa. I loved when I was talking to one of the apprentices that was working here at Vermeer that has now graduated. He's at DMAC, continuing his education and working and doing the apprenticeship at the same time. He earned $40,000 in a year while he was at DMAC taking classes. Now that is incredible, and it's because of the partnership and the focus of really lifting up the American worker and really helping them be successful that the administration and Secretary DeVos are leading and that we're really emulating here in the state of Iowa. We did keep 85% of our workforce up and going and working, and because of that, our state's fiscal health is in a good position, and we're really ready to move out of this pandemic in a really positive place.
And now here's Managing Director of Forward Solutions at Vermeer Corporation, Mindy VandenBosch, who will start in that new role in early November as she led both Secretary DeVos and Governor Reynolds on a tour of some of Vermeer's facilities before they interacted with student apprentices and other Vermeer Corporation employees. And what were some of the things that you were able to help work with her and address and talk with her about, especially with what's happening here at Vermeer in the apprenticeship program?
Yeah, so I mean, I think what was really exciting for me to have Secretary DeVos here was We played the little Dutch bingo game for a while, so we both graduated from the same college. In fact, the same one that my brother and my mother also graduated from. And we talked a lot of family business. So both sides of her family, her side and her husband's side, were family businesses. And so that's just always neat, I think, in general, to collaborate with them. But then we talked a lot about, you know, we went to Yellow Iron and talked about the importance of childcare for the workforce and how hard that was when the pandemic first hit, on how we were deciding who could have children still in the center and how we had to really pare it down. But it's essential. We have to have childcare if we want to get our workforce back up and running at full capacity. And I think in Pella, that's one thing we've talked about. Marion County, we're 900 spots short on a childcare perspective. And then what was really great is when we came to Vermeer, she got very excited about our apprenticeship program and some of the stuff we're doing in the factory around, you know, paint and welding, and then just some simulation training on our drills. So I think what's cool is to see her interest and her excitement around how we educate and give certification to people right out of high school, 2-year degree, even a 4-year degree that they can take kind of in their career as their resume, but all things that we wouldn't have thought of a couple years ago. And so I think Vermeer's partnered really well with the schools here, with the state of Iowa. Our governor's done a fantastic job. And I think it was great for Secretary DeVos to see some of that and take it back to Washington to understand how to keep funding that. So she made a lot of great comments about needing that apprenticeship and needing that kind of real-life experience for the kids these days, and they all have a different path. And so how do we help them get excited about their future?
This is, I don't know how many times I've been to Vermeer's campus now for that reason of having a national. I know Senator Ernst has been here before and Congressman Lobsack and others. What does it say, do you think, about Vermeer, especially now as you continue to grow in leadership, that there's interest from both parties and from the very top? We're talking the president's cabinet to the Senate to congressmen, and then obviously our local legislators and governor.
Yeah, I think what's awesome, and a couple of people said that today on the roundtable, is that we've just done an awesome job of working together in Iowa, from the schools, from the, you know, the school level here in Pella, to some of the junior colleges and community colleges. We all see that workforce is an issue, and we all see that we need to get these kids excited at an earlier and earlier age. And so I just love the collaboration, and I think this is something that doesn't need to be party lines. You know, we all need to focus on education. We all need to focus on the future of our workforce, and like we talked about, we need workforce here in Iowa. And so I think Governor Reynolds talked about 85% of our workers are still working in Iowa, and that's pretty impressive, I think. So what I love is that Vermeer's working with the right people, and we love innovation, right, as a culture here, and so thinking differently about how we can equip our people to be ready to go, how we can get them in their job quicker and trained and ready to go and make them successful is awesome.
Once again, that was a recap of U.S. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos and Governor Kim Reynolds' visit to Vermeer Corporation this past Friday. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKBLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.